The list of issues cited by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is long, spanning a few dozen pages. Among the findings, failure to engage patients in active treatment, failure to do one-on-one observations, failure to get informed consent for treatment. Surveyors also found problems with documenting medication needs and errors. Executive Director of the Maine branch of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, Jenna Maynard, says she's confident that Riverview will improve, but the current picture is less than ideal.
I think that if I were a family member and my loved one was at Riverview and I was really hopeful that they were going to be getting the services that they needed to have an effective, you know, path to recovery charted out for them, I'd be pretty frustrated and disappointed.
The report is another blow to Riverview, which lost federal certification and funding last year due to compliance and safety issues, including corrections officers' use of tasers on some patients. Dan Wathen, courtmaster of a state consent decree that requires certain rights for people treated with mental illness, says he's most troubled by the lack of one-on-one assistance to help patients who otherwise refuse to take part in Riverview's programs.
You just can't allow people in the hospital to lay around and do nothing. And the report indicated that they found that to be the case.
At the same time, Wathen points out that Riverview has had a lot of staff turnover recently, including a new superintendent. Wathen says Jay Harper, a former patient advocate, started the job in March, just 2 months before the federal survey.
It's a big ship to turn around in 2 months, and so I'm not jumping to the conclusion that it still can't be turned around.
Wathen says Harper has brought a welcome focus on the recovery treatment model, where staff help patients learn to confront and manage their illness versus just medicate symptoms. Wathen is hopeful that Riverview will meet federal certification requirements in the near future, but Governor LePage suggests that it may be time to take a different tack.
You know, frankly, I think we ought to just go at it alone and not take the federal money.
LePage says the federal government takes a one-size-fits-all approach that may do more harm than good. Jenna Maynard of the National Alliance on Mental Illness in Maine says it might be tempting to criticize seemingly petty federal standards, but she says it's not quite that simple.
They come to be for very specific reasons. And sure, there's a lot of I's to dot and T's to cross, but those basic health and safety regulations evolve over time because things have happened.
Department of Health and Human Services Commissioner Mary Mayhew says she shares the governor's concern about a disconnect between federal standards and Riverview's role in Maine. She says the state is involved in several court actions to recapture lost federal funds. Overall, Mayhew says Riverview has made progress. When Riverview lost federal certification last fall, it was out of compliance in 8 areas. This latest report highlights numerous areas of concern, but the hospital is out of compliance with just one, medical record documentation.
I am extremely pleased that we were in compliance with many areas of focus conducted by the federal government related to patient safety, quality, patient rights.
Calls to Riverview superintendent were not returned by airtime. Courtmaster Dan Wathen says he visits Riverview weekly and plans to do a more thorough evaluation this fall. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.